Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Tzadik Ches, mitzvah 298, as we go to the second of the 29 mitzvos relating to Inyane Yantif, and we actually are in Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Emor, and the mitzvah today is the flip side of the mitzvah that we discussed last time. The Torah tells us at the beginning of Perachav Gimel, as we've said, that these are the Moadim, and we said we'll hopefully come back to the Shabbos and Moed connection. Rashi already quotes that. What is Shabbos doing here again? But then in Pasuk Dalet, we have the actual we call Moadim. Eila Moadi Hashem Ikrei Kodesh, Asher Tikru Osam Moadim. These are the Moadim. Bechodesh Harishon, Barbas Ayom LaChodesh, Bein Harabayim, Pesach LaShem. First is Pesach, which is the 14th, which most of the halachas were described already in Parshas Bo, but that's the special day called Pesach. Uvachamisha Asar Yom LaChodesh Hazeh, and on the 15th, what we call the first day of our Pesach, Chag HaMatzos LaShem, it is Chag HaMatzos. Shivas Yamim, Matzos Tochelu, 7 days you shall eat matzah, and the Chinuch Tadakya Matzah here, because again, he already counted it earlier. And here's the mitzvahs now. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, on the first day, it should be Mikra Kodesh, Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Sa'asu. You should call it Mikra Kodesh. That was the previous mitzvah. Mikra Kodesh was a positive not doing malacha. We're in a couple of days, we're going to talk about in depth what Mikra Kodesh means. But the second half of the pasuk is the basis for today's mitzvah. Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Sa'asu. Do not do Meleches Avoda. Do not do any malacha on Yantif. And then it says, Dekrafti Mishal Hashem Shivas Yamin, that's the carbon musaf of each day, which Hashem we will get to, relating to the various mitzvahs of Pesach that we have here. So today we have, again, the second mitzvah related to malacha on the first day of Pesach. Says the Chinuch, Shlo Nase Malacha B'Yantav Rishon Shol Chag HaPesach, Shu Yantav Yom Tesva B'Nisan, on the 15th day of Nisan, Shene Emar, B'Yam HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Kom Lechaz Avod Olo Sa'asu, V'Kfar Hizir Al Zeh HaKasub B'Seder Bo Paro B'Tziv Chag HaPesach. We already have the Pasuk earlier in Shmos, in Parshas Bo, Shneam Arsham Kol Malacha Lo Yaseh Bahem, V'Zeh Hevi HaRambam Zechron Levracha B'Minyano. And if you look in the Rambam, says the Chinuch, the Rambam quotes that pasuk from Bo. After all, it's the earliest pasuk. Avalani, says the Chinuch, so why did I delay? Why did I wait to count the Isra Malacha here? Because I wanted to be orderly, misudar, ani kasati zeh ha'acher, k'deshi yu ha'moados sedurim b'seder echad, v'akol olo inyin echad. I wanted to be 29 mitzvahs all jam-packed together relating to Yantif rather than have the earlier ones. Obviously, we had earlier ones. Some were related. We had matzah, we had Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we had all the Karan Pesach mitzvahs, and we're going to have a couple of mitzvahs here that we're not related to before, Sfiras HaOmer v'chulu. But in general, all the days of Kedusha are counted here in Emar. V'yamar HaKasav Kamalachas Avodav Lo Amar Kamalach. And then the Chinuch says, very importantly, what Chazal pick up on already as well. And that is, what does it say in our pasuk? It doesn't say Kamalach Lo Sa'asu. It says Kamalachas Avoda. Don't do any Meleches Avoda. It doesn't say this by every Yantif, like earlier, the pasuk we just quoted from Bo, Kol Melacha Lo Yaseh Bahem, but it says it by a number of them. It says it on the seventh day as well, the next pasuk, Pasuk Ches, Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Sa'asu, when it comes to Shavuos. It discusses in a pasuk Chaf Aleph, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Sa'asu. Again, Meleches Avoda is quoted there. On Rosh Hashanah, Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Sa'asu. Yom Kippur, Kol Melacha Lo Sa'asu. On Yom Kippur, we're back to Kol Melacha, just like Shabbos. Then we get back to Sukkot, by Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, Kol Melechas Avoda Lo Sa'asu, and on the last day also. In Parshas Emor, it says it over and over again, Melechas Avoda. Elsewhere in the Torah, it doesn't specify, but we know, based on Emor, that this is what it's talking about. So what does that mean? So as we know, there's differences in what malachas are usher on Shabbos, and what are usher on Yantif? On Shabbos, we have the 39 malachas that are usher, 39 avos malachos, the 39 categories. On Yantif, there are less. There are more heterim. Why? Lefi shetzarche ochal nefesh hutru lasos b'yantif. Because, as we know, cooking, ochal nefesh, is mutter on Yantif. And therefore, it doesn't say kol malacha lo sa'asu, which would mean a blanket iser or malacha. It says malachas avoda. Malachas avoda is aser, but other malacha is not aser. K'mosha baba kasev b'makom acher, as it says explicitly. Ach asher ye achel l'chol nefesh u'levado yasa l'chem. In Bo, when it says kol malacha, don't do any malacha, the Torah has to explicitly then matir, because it says malacha, so you have to say, but achel nefesh is mutter. Here, it doesn't need to say that, because it only asks malachas avoda in the first place. It doesn't say malacha, but Ochal nefesh is mutter. Vezeo pirish melechas avoda. Klamen melechas shem l'tzorach ochal nefesh. Melechas avoda means non-ochal nefesh. Ke'inyin shenem arv chal avoda basadeh. V'chein v'kayin haya over adama. Work is called melecha. Melechas avoda. Over adama. Melech l'sadeh nevad. Svechulu. Ava melechas yilo ochal nefesh. Kamo abishol v'chayotzi bo melechas hanahi. Lo melechas avoda. V'abishol and cooking and food preparation is called melechas hanah. Melecha for your enjoyment. Not malacha for your burden, for your service. Therefore, that's how you understand the psukim. Kain piresh haRamban zechron levracha. That is what the Ramban says. That is the Ramban on our pasuk, but the Chinuch doesn't make such a big deal about it. This Ramban is a huge chiddush. Why is it a huge chiddush? Let's start with the Ran. Let's start with the Ran. There is a sugya in Maseches Beitza called Marbe Bishiurin. If I'm allowed to cook something on Shabbos or Yontif, let's say I'm cooking on Yontif for a chole. I'm cooking. Am I allowed to cook more than I need? Once I'm cooking already, I lit the fire. So do I have to be so exact in my cooking? Or can I be marbe b'shiurin? I'm making a pot, I'll fill up the pot the whole way. Or on Yontif, when I have ochel nefesh, when I'm cooking for eating, am I allowed to cook more than I need? That's the sugya of marbe b'shiurin. And the Ran asks, why is it? This is on Tesma Beis, Nadafi Arif, and Maseches Beitza. The Ran, who is the great-grand Talmud of the Ramban, we'll come back to the Ramban, Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes, says the Ran, there seems to be a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, marbe b'shiurin seems to be usher. While Hepter ochel nefesh on Yontif, marbe b'shiurin seems to be mutter. Asked the Ran, what's the difference? They're both cases where there's an iser, but then you have a heter. So why then should the heter be limited or not limited? It should be consistent. Says the Ran, lefichach nirali borer. Devadai ribui shiura b'shabes midoraisa mitzar v'yafilu hachi lo dami ribuya b'shiura b'yantiv l'ribu b'shiura the Shabbos. You can't compare that. Why? Here's the crucial line of the Ran. Shashabes dechuya hi etzel chole v'lo hutra. We know the sugya of hutra and dechuya that comes up in various sugyas and shas. Most famous example probably is Tumah. Tumah hutra b'tzibur, Tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Is Tumah pushed aside b'tzibur? And therefore, let's say the current Pesach b'tumah, you're allowed to bring it. Is that dechuya? The iser is still there, but it's pushed aside. Or do we say hutra? The iser is totally wiped out. We have the sugya by Tumah hutra b'tzibur. We have the sugya by Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. We have the sugya by various asi docha lo sase types. Says the Ran here, that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya. The iser still exists, but you're allowed to do it. So that's why the heter is going to be as limited as possible, and therefore ribu b'shiurin is aser. Lefichach kol she'ikar malacha aser af tosafto kamoha u'mitzer midaraisa. But on Yantif, she'ochel nefesh hutar ba. But on ochel nefesh on Yantif is hutra. It's not techuya. The afilu efshe may erev Yantif shari. Even if it was possible on erev Yantif, it's mutar daraisa, which is going to be a machlokas rishon, and we'll see in a second. That's what the Ran holds. Even if I could have done it on erev Yantif, it's mutar midaraisa. Kol shu marbel ha'ikar. Whoever adds on, ubavachi yehei betorach echad. As long as it's in one tercha, you're not lighting a new thing. Tosefto kamohu. Number one. And then the Ran adds, "V'od sheniru lahem l'chachamim shekivan she'amr Torah acha sheye'acha l'chol nefesh." Once the Torah gives the heter, lo hutzricha lishkol uladakdek shelo yevashel elahamitztarecha labilvad. We're talking about enjoying yourself on Yontif. When it comes to a chol, you know exactly what one needs. But here we're talking about enjoying yourself on Yontif. And therefore, mishamachi ribui b'shiura kol hecha delo mafish b'tircha shari. The second day of the Ran is saying that inherently in the halacha of ochel nefesh is that vahoser, whatever you need, extra, have on the table, right, but berevach, it's part of the heter. Aval b'shabes, she'ikar ha'iser, after safta kamoa midaraisa, v'lo nitan litchos eisel chola, v'lefizet v'chul. And then he talks about the difference also might be you threw a guy. Fine, that's the Ran. Again, hutra versus dechuya. The Achronim point out, Rav Shechter writes this in Eretz Tzvi, that the Ramban on our Pasuk is saying a third idea. We have the concept of Dechuya, we have the concept of Hutra, but sometimes we have a concept even greater than Hutra. We'll see in a second in Maseches Brachos, Rashi quotes it as well in another context. But first the Ramban. The Ramban right here says, even more than Hutra. How do you get more than Hutra? More than hutra means that when a halacha was given, it was never included in the iser that it needs to be wiped out, that you would say hutra or dechuya. It was never nechlal in the iser. That's what the Ramban says, that's what the Chinuch says. The Chinuch is quoting the Ramban here. What? That ochel nefesh, what does it say in the Torah? What's asur? Meleches avoda. Only meleches avoda. So meleches hanoa, meaning ochel nefesh, that's not matired. It was never asur. That's the Ramban right here, quoted by the other Rishonim. V'nirali, ki avoda eitzel razal torach va'amel sh'adam obid bo la'acher, milashon avodas avet, evad avadim yelechav, like the curse. Avoda shel torach sheba oel vavodas masa bekasef im kain haya beefshe shemalachas kalos shadam osel anas atzma muteres viava bishein ochel nefesh v'shiyeh ochel nefesh meruba shashamash oved b'lerab oser al kain. That's what it says. What he's talking about is getting up to the point of all easy malachas, but then he says at the end, that's what it means. It says again. It's all the way towards the end here. Perach of Gilah, Pasuk Zayin. He says Malachas Avod is the opposite of Malachas Hana'a. So only Malachas Avod is Aser. That is the Ramban, but that is more than Hutra. It was never included in the Isser. Rashi says this as well. Other Rishonim too. But Rashi right on the page. And Chaf Amud Aleph in Brachas. Rashi says that is also how to understand the Heter in quotes of a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir being mitami themselves for a Meis Mitzvah. It's not that, oh, they're usher to be mitami themselves for everybody else, but Meis Mitzvah is so important, so it's doche. Says Rashi, no, it was never included. Says Rashi, this is the sugya of Kavod Abrius, and what's doche for Kavod Abrius. So Rashi's lashon is, Demeikara, kishenechtav losa se detuma, lo al Meis Mitzvah nechtav. Kishem shalom nechtav ala krovim, when it comes to a regular Kohen. So says Rashi there, also, like the Ramban says here by Ochal Nefesh, it was never included in the Issa. The Ramban says this just in case we didn't believe him. The Ramban says this also in Beitza, in the Milchamas Hashem, under the Rif, on Daf Yud Gimel Omid Beis. Right, two different types. Rabbi Chanan also notes this Ramban, and that it is different than regular Dechuya. He says this in Kovetz Haaretz, in Simon Tess, Oz Dalid, Yeshen Shnei Ofanim Hutra. He calls it two types of Hutra. One is Hechada Heter Hu Rak Mitam HaMitzvah. Because of the Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Or Dover Shahaya Bechlal V'yotzem in HaKlal. It's not Nechlal in the Klal. And therefore, it says Rav Chanan Kegon. He talks about there. Chelev Chaya. What Chelev Chaya? All Chelev is Aser and then Chelev Chaya becomes Mutter? No. Only Chelev of Abayim was Aser. Chelev Chaya was never Mutter. The Tumas Krovim, the Ina Heter Mishum Mitzvah. It's just the Mitzias. It's not Aser. It's not Aser at all. And there are Nafkaminas. Do you say Hol Ve'ishtari V'Chulu? Other Nafkaminas as well. Okay, so this is the important Ramban. How to understand the Lumdus of Heter Ochel Nefesh, which forms the basis for much of Meseches Beitza. Continuing now, V'Kasav O Chazeb Apirish Misbar B'Torah, and says the Chinuch now that the Ramban says this is why it says. In the Psukim, Ki b'chag ha-matzel shama t'chila, in Bo, it says, Kol malacha lo yasa bahem, and that's why, since it says malacha, which includes everything, it has to give the heter, ach asher ye'achal l'chol nefesh, hu levado yasa lachem. U'bishar, kol yamim tovim yikatzer. But on the other yamim tovim, it just says one pasuk, Kol malachas avoda lo sasu. And we know from the previous, that means a limited malacha. Lesser, kol malacha shinen ochal nefesh, u'lo hodiya shochal nefesh mutter bohem, to let you know that ochal nefesh is mutter. But for example, he says, look in Re'ei, alapashas kol abachar b'chaga matzos, it just says, lo sasu malacha. So you have to understand, as the Gemara says, ani b'makom echad, v'ashir b'makom acher, you have to understand the Torah in the background of the rest of the Torah. And even though it says, kol malach, lo sasa malacha there, we obviously know it means only malachas avod is going to be usher, and not malachas hanah, and not ochel nefesh. Good. Mishar shi ha-mitzvah. Continues the chinuch in the next paragraph. What are some of the ideas behind this mitzvah? Again, the mitzvah is, we're talking about the heter, but the mitzvah is, today's mitzvah is, the lo sasa of malacha on the first day of Pesach. We're talking about Ochel Nefesh here because today is the first Malacha Day, which we're going to talk about. Every day of Yontif is going to have its own separate Isra Malacha Mitzvah. So Mishar Shehem Mitzvah, Kedei Sheyizachru Yisrael HaNisim HaGedolim Sha'asa Hashem Lahem V'Lav Oseihem. Number one, that we remember. We have time to remember the Nisim that Hashem did for us. V'yadav Rubam, we talk about them. V'yodim L'bneim L'bnei V'neihem. And as we tell our children, Kimitoch HaShvisa Me'yizke HaOlam, because only through an Isra Malacha, Yipnuyim La'islasok Bazeh. Do we have, are we panui? Imagine if there was no Isra Malacha, but we just had the Chiyiv. No, of course not. We wouldn't be able to do it because half the people would go to work and half the people would be doing this and that. Right? So Dafka, Nisr Malacha, creates a certain atmosphere. Sheilah hayu mutar b'malacha. V'yafilu b'malacha kala, even if we would be able to do other malachas. Hayu kol echad v'echad pon la'asako. Would be doing things. V'kavar regel yishkach mipi olim gam mipi agdolim. And the kavar regel will be forgotten. So number one, charge of the mitzvah is so that we are forced, basically, to have nothing else to do except to think about what Hashem did for us. Number one. Number two, the Odish Toelis Rabos Bishvisa, another Toelis Rabba, is not just that people at home could talk about it, but also that they could come to shul and here get together with the tzibur. Shemis Kapsin Kol Ha'am B'Bat Dekanatsiyos B'Bat Midrashos L'Shmoa Divrei Sefer Rashi Am Yadrichev Yomudim Das. Right, like Gemara said, the last two lines of Maseches Megillah, like the Gemara says that we're supposed to be Osek in Inyano Shel Yom B'Yom and Pesach on Pesach and Sukkos on Sukkos. So that also gives the option for someone to be involved in that. Number two, a third idea of the Isser, but this isn't really an idea of the Isser, but this is related, the reason why there's a heter. Why is the Yontif Isser Malacha limited and not the Shabbos Isser Malacha? Says the Meshech Chachma, and this is a Yesod Gadol, and we can mention this Meshech Chachma about 10 times over the next couple of weeks. Says the Meshech Chachma, Perach of Gimel, Pasach of Aleph, at the end of this Perach, on the Pasach, Kol Chukas Olam B'chol Moshe V'Sechem, L'Daro Sechem. So he answers many questions, I'm just going to get to the Nekuta. Da. There are some mitzvahs that bind the Jews to Hashem. The Yesh mitzvahs hamakashim Yisrael zelazeh. And there are some mitzvahs that bind Jews to each other. And in that way, because we're bound to each other, we're all sons of the same God. But it's different. Some bind ourselves. Imagine Hashem kaviyachad in the middle of a circle, and we're all connected to him through a line. Or number two, the outside of the circumference of the circle, we're all connected to each other. So what are examples? Kegon, tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, mitzvahs hamakashim Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach. This is benadam malmakom. V'gemilas chasadim v'trumus umaisris heima makashim zelazeh. That binds us to each other. V'hanim shalzeh yesh bein Shabbos liyantif. That's the difference of the Meshech Chachma between Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos, what's the message of Shabbos? The Pasuk says, al yetzi yesh bem komo. Right, there's an issur to walk out of the tchum, symbolizing that we have to be within our own makom. V'yahutza asur, you can't walk outside carrying something. Melecha zocho nefesh asur, you can't invite guests over too much because you can't cook. V'chulu, so it's limited. Shabbos is about connecting myself to Hashem. V'yem kein, kol ish v'ish b'fnei atzmohu, levadohu yoshev v'osek b'Torah, shehima mukusharim al Hashem yisparach ha-merkaz ha-amiti. If we're all connected to Hashem, then we're all connected to each other through Hashem. But it's directly through Hashem. Asher kol Yisrael heima kavim nifradim hamagiim l'merkaz achad. We are all connected through a radius of a circle to the center point. Hu Hashem Yisbarach. Uvesiba zehim kusharum yaktov. And in an indirect way, we are then connected, like Bnei Yaakov say that they were all nefesh, because they all serve one God. Rashi quotes that back in Vayigash, I think. Aval yantiv, hu mena mitzvah samakashin hu umazeh lazeh. Yantiv's about remembering our nation and our nation's history and what we went through. So that deserves to be a day that we connect to each other. Lachain, that's why Melech HaZol HaNefesh is mutter. That's why cooking is mutter. You want to be able to have guests over. Vim yavo elef archim, yofel lachem. And if 1,000 guests come, I can bake bread. Ar kiyamru. Hovim yantif l'chol, Rabbi Amrein aloke. And Rabbi even says, therefore, even if I have weekday in mind on yantif, I still don't get malchus because Hoel, famous principle of Hoel, Hoel for Chazi L'Archim. Since guests might walk in right now, so maybe I'm not cooking for weekday, and therefore it's not Asid Araisa. V'kulam chayav alalos l'regel, v'lismolach u'lismeach, and everybody is a chiyav to come to be all a regel, all of Klai Yisrael together. V'lachain, hutra hotzah v'havar, that's where the two malachas that have to do with getting together, hotzah, carrying things, going out, v'chulu, and cooking together, cooking for each other, so those are mutter. If these weren't mutter, so then we wouldn't be able to be mu'ugad u'mekushar. Once we're here, we're going to continue, even though this has to do with the mitzvah we're going to talk about in a couple of days. Hinei b'isponan chatira, the Meshech Chachma at his top form. He says, if you think about the first Pesach the Jews had, it wasn't a regular Pesach. They were huddled in their houses. They weren't allowed to leave their house. They had to put the blood on the doorpost because Makas Becholos was happening. So that first Pesach was really within a bechina of Shabbos. Ki ve pesach shorasa hayal she pasach amakom abatim reizom mitzrayim. Halo other dino haisahu manekcheres. How you both of them ishbaalo ayitzi ishbim komo. They all were connected to God, but really it was like a bechina of Shabbos. So he says you're right. That's the first one. But after that, Pesach obviously became like the other Yemim Tovim. But that's why he suggests Mimachras HaShabbos. That first Pesach is called Shabbos. Famous question, Machlokas Nitzukim and the Prushim. Why is it called Shabbos? We know it's not Shabbos. We know it's the first day of Pesach. Because maybe that first day of Pesach then historically had the Bechina of Shabbos because they weren't allowed to leave their homes and they weren't allowed to be connected. We'll continue with the rest of this when we get up to the mitzvah of Ezer Shem of Mimachar Shabbos, the Sfiras Omer, but that is the Meshach Chachma's important Yisod in Chav Gimel Chav Aleph. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here relating to the Melech HaZochel Nefesh. We'll start now, but we're going to have a number of Isurim in our Parsha that talk about the Isur Melacha, so we'll have a chance to come back. The Melechas Chinuch is long on our mitzvah, because this is the first one. It's 10-15 pages, but we'll get back to it throughout the days of Yontif. Let's just at least start through the first point. Midini HaMitzvah, Masha'am HaZacharim HaVracha, Sha'af HaPi Shehitir HaKasav HaMelech HaZochel Nefesh, Tafka Advarim Sheyefshel HaSosam Eir Yontif HuShehitir HaKasav. Not everything is Mutter Mishav HaChal Nefesh. Am I allowed to get in the car to drive to a store to be able to go buy food to cook at home? No, of course not. So there are limitations. One of the big limitations is anything I could have done before Yontif is not allowed to be done on Yontif. Kagon, Lisha, Shrita, Afia Bishol, those are impossible to do before Yontif. I want to knead something and make bread. I want to shecht an animal. I want to bake it. That needs to be done on Yontif. Gets ruined if you do it before Yontif. Shekal Elu ha-malachas nifsadus sas b'shiyasan. These malachas, if you do it too early, so then they'll become gross. They didn't have refrigerators also. So therefore, you're allowed to do those on Yontif. Mishum de mefigi tamayu. The taste will be softened and weakened if you do it beforehand. Aval ha-malachas shevzul ha-sosam e'er v'yantif v'inam ha-kabos b'zashum hefzid. But anything you could have done earlier, like kigon ketzira, harvesting, disha, threshing, bereira, tchina, rikida, grinding. All of those are also to be done on Yontif. This is the Yerushalmi, quoted in Beit Adav Gimel, Milisha Ve'elach. That's the language of the Yerushalmi, Milisha Ve'elach is Mutter. There is a major machlokas Rishonim, whether these malachas, the Chinuch just says you can't do them if you could have done them before Yontif. Is that a malacha d'araisa if you do them, or a malacha d'rabanan? If I do a malacha for Melech HaZochel Nefesh on Yontif that I could have done before Yontif, is that a malacha d'araisa or is that a malacha d'rabanan? That is a major machlokas rishonim. The Rambam and others say that it is all d'rabanan. Mi d'araisa, everything is mutter. The Rabbanan limited to prevent minia misimchas yantif. You'll have to be cooking the whole yantif. No. Do everything you can do before yantif. So on yantif, you can enjoy it. So the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ran all say all malachas are mutter. The Rabbanan just limited the heter. Other rishonim, like Rashi and Daf Gimel and Beitza is at the forefront. He says, no. The malachas that are not mutter that you could have done beforehand, like sud, that's what Rashi's talking about, is asud daraisa. It's not included in the malacha. And this might not be connected to the previous machlokas of how to understand conceptually the heter of ochel nefesh. But this is in the form of machlokas. Just one final shita, the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, the Rashba has a separate sefer called Avodas HaKodesh on Inyani Muksa and Inyani Ochel Nefesh. If you ever learn Masechas Beitza, so then one uses the Avodas HaKodesh. So there he uses the phrase of Masra HaKasav LeChachamim. The Torah says the rule, and the Chachamim figure out how to apply this rule. So it is on a Da'oraisa level, meaning it sounds like it's going, everything is Muta Da'oraisa. But he still has like a middle approach because he said Masra HaKasav LaChachamim. Okay, either way, this is a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this Machlokas Rishonim in Os Aleph. Because this is Os Beis, I'm sorry. This is the ABCs of Melech HaZochel Nefesh. There's another 10 rules of Melech HaZochel Nefesh, but Be'ez Hashem will get to that in the coming days. And we'll have to talk about Lav Shebeklalos, getting Malkus on Melech HaZochel Nefesh. But Be'ez Hashem will talk about that in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.